Good morning and welcome back, everyone. I hope you all had a relaxing weekend and are ready to start off your day with another episode of the 5-Minute Drill. It's Monday, November 16th. I'm your host, Simran Sandhu, and in today's episode, I'll be covering everything from cyber attacks to the rise of anime and other great stories from over the weekend. Let's begin. Now that was the sound of thousands of Trump supporters who were in D.C. this last Saturday protesting the results of the presidential election. The event called the Million MAGA March was advertised across social media and attracted a variety of different groups. In addition to the thousands of Trump supporters, there were a number of anti-protesters and about 250 Proud Boy members in attendance. Now while there may have been an assortment of groups, the actual number of protesters is contested. The White House press secretary said on Twitter that there were more than 1 million people present, but many reporters who were there estimate that number to be around 10,000. Keep in mind that while these protesters argued that the election was influenced by mass voter fraud, there is yet to be any significant evidence that supports these claims. As for other political news, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, otherwise known as DACA, was restored to being almost fully operational as the Secretary for the Department of Homeland Security, Chad Wolf, was deemed to be serving illegally. For some context here, DACA is a program that was instituted by the Obama administration in 2012, aimed at protecting illegal immigrants who have lived in the country since childhood. Since 2017, the Trump administration has made a number of legal efforts to reverse this policy, the most recent of which was by Secretary Wolf, who issued a memorandum in July, which would only renew the status of immigrants by 1 year instead of two, and would not allow any more additional applications. That being said, a judge from the Eastern District of New York ruled that since Mr. Wolf had not been properly appointed into his position, his memorandum was done improperly. As such, for the first time in 3 years, young immigrants who were not eligible previously can now apply for the program, marking a significant legal win for DACA. As for a third story this morning, the tech giant Microsoft reported a number of cyber attacks on seven different companies who are currently researching vaccines for COVID-19. Microsoft did not specify which companies were being impacted, but they did say that the cyber attacks originated from both Russia and North Korea. The companies who were attacked were from the U.S., South Korea, Canada, India, and France. Now, while both Russia and North Korea have denied any attempts at cyber espionage, these attacks do provide some validation to the claims that COVID-19 has escalated to an issue of national security. Now, unfortunately, while daily COVID cases continue to get out of hand, some stores have decided to reinstitute item limits on certain products. Two of the most prominent examples are Kroger, the nation's largest grocery chain, and Publix Supermarket, a chain of more than 1,200 stores across the southeastern U.S. For example, Publix limited both bath tissue and paper towels, while Kroger brought back limits for hand soaps and disinfectant wipes, all of which are items that have been stretched thin in recent weeks. Some predict that other products like butter, bleach, and immune system boosters may also face some level of scarcity in the upcoming months. However, according to many grocery executives, there's no need to panic, as they argue that specific brands aren't important to many consumers, and so they've realigned their focus to keeping shelves stocked instead of offering variety. Now to end things on a much lighter note this morning, one genre that has been on the rise in recent months is the Japanese-style cartoon known as anime. Many services like Netflix and Amazon Prime have been on the search for more and more new content as viewership has increased dramatically due to the pandemic. Interestingly, the anime industry has been very popular for these streaming giants, given that they aren't live action, so they face less coronavirus-related obstacles. Perhaps the company most excited about this upward trend is Netflix, who announced last month that it has 16 different projects underway at their anime production studio in Tokyo. The company reported that since the beginning of this year, more than 100 million households have watched at least one anime title, which is a 50% increase from last year. Anyways, folks, that wraps up today's episode. As always, make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and we look forward to catching you bright and early Tuesday morning as we continue our journey to redefine how you experience news.